Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
How can the NFL get that call wrong? This is Archansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. Nobody seemed to know the rule when Seattle linebacker K.J. Wright batted a loose ball over the back line of the end zone. Yet how could the NFL let the Detroit Lions lose a game they would have won had the play been called correctly? Yes, it's an obscure rule, but when the NFL's head of officiating comes out after the game and said the refs blew it, why didn't the replay booth or someone watching at NFL headquarters in New York interject at that moment? While officials miss calls all the time, this one decided the game and kept Seattle in the playoff race and all but knocked the Lions out. The play occurred on Monday Night Football when Lions receiver Calvin Johnson was about to cross the goal line with the winning touchdown. Cam Chancellor, coming back from a contract holdout, knocked the ball out of Johnson's hands and it began rolling through the end zone. To keep a Detroit player from falling on it for a touchdown, Wright batted it over the end line. That is not legal and should have given the ball back to the Lions on the one-yard line with a first and goal. In the days before replay, when the refs made the calls and they stood, these things happened. But in today's NFL, every play is reviewed in the replay booth and a rules expert is watching from New York and in constant contact with the ref through the replay official. Yet no ruling came down and the ball went to the Seahawks, who ran out the clock to even their record at 2-2. A third loss would have made it hard for the two-time Super Bowl team to make it back to the playoffs, while the defeat all but knocked the 0-4 Lions from any postseason possibility. So how did it happen? Well, the game officials either did not know the rule, had forgotten it, or from their viewpoint thought the ball was inadvertently knocked out of bounds by Wright. Understandable, but that's why they implemented replay in the first place. They must have had 10 different camera angles that showed conclusively Wright batting the ball over the end line. How come no one with the power to reverse the call stopped the game and did so? The NFL has sure had a tough time of it, from domestic violence to performance-enhancing drugs to Deflategate. But once the season started, the league thought the games would chase all the controversy away. Guess what? A horrendous mistake shortly after confirmed by the NFL's head of officiating, Dean Blandino, again puts controversy ahead of play on the field. It's not an excuse that no one else knew the rule. It was the NFL's job to know it and do more than offer a hollow apology the next day. This is Archansky. See you.